Greetings and greetings to all. Welcome to Business Week in association with Bloomberg. It is a pleasure for me to present to you weekly news of the month. I am your broadcaster, the host, Barker Crown Brook Press, coming with vibrations on this new episode. Hear, picture, feel, speak, and have a great listening session. In our weekly updated news, Bloomberg Business Week, 74 million Americans living in condos, housing corporation and homeowner association. The Surfside condominium collapse in provoking a closer look at this form of ownership. Aging condos are a ticking bomb and need more oversight. America's Trumpiest attorney general isn't letting a little stuff revolt stop him. Texas AG Ken Paxton is fighting the Biden administration security charges and a fresh round of corruption. The third topic is how COVID helped hoist hoax scams, cons, and other mischiefs. Data shows card theft, Porsche privacy, medical fraud, and all kinds of other grifts boomed during the pandemic. And the fourth topic in our news is best business schools of 2020 and 2021. MBA student reveals how online learning is working during COVID-19. And the best schools are for business: Harvard Business School, IE Business School, NYU Stern School of Business, Kellogg School of Management, Haas School of Business, Ross School of Business, Columbia Business School, IMD Business School, Tuck School of Business. In the fifth topic in our news today, U.S. unemployment rescues left at least 9 million without help. At least 9 million Americans thrown out of work by the pandemic didn't receive any unemployment benefits. In other topics, authorities say Instagram influencer Hush Puppy perfected a simple internet scam and laundered millions of dollars. His past says a lot about digital swagger and kinds of stories that get told online. The Gucci influencer and the simple scam that's bigger than random fraud is an epic story to be told. Our seventh topic in this news, Bill Gates wants climate effort to focus more on 2050 than 2030. Focusing on 2030 emission targets called impending progress on more important 2050 goals, some advocates warned. In the A topic, where did Marcos hide his 10 million fortune? Almost 30 years ago, a court ruled that victims of the Ferdinand Marcos regime in the Philippines should compensate. His 10 billion fortune is still being uncovered. In the ninth topic, Tesla's Model S plate has more than power than anyone really needs. Drivers will have to resist the temptation to test its acceleration and top speed. In our last and 10th topic, don't have 20 million to spend on space travel? Well, it's good. For $125,000, this balloon gets you pretty close. A new space travel company is offering cheaper and safer flights to that space. Thank you. This is Bloomberg Weekly News. Please stay tuned for more.